Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, columnist, community activist Eva Doyle, talking about the impact of Saturday's attack on the city of Buffalo. Eva, thanks for being with us.
Yes, and thank you so much for the invitation. I've been speaking for 2 days straight because I've been commenting on all of this on a national basis in so many different programs. But let me just say this, Brian and Susan, I have always been a regular Saturday shopper at the Top supermarket on Jefferson. And the day that this happened, I would have been coming out of Tops with a cart full of groceries at about the same time going to my car that this young 18-year-old shot those people. Now, what happened at the last minute, I had a change of plans. I decided that instead of going shopping at Tops, I would go pick up some clothes from the cleaners. And I really believe that decision saved my life.
It sure sounds like it.
And I thank God for making that decision. My family thought I was there. They were calling everywhere. They thought I was there because they know I go there every Saturday. Saturday, I support our Tops. This supermarket is so important. As a matter of fact, when I was on all of these programs across the nation, this is what I said. Tops supermarket, this was our beloved supermarket in the heart of the Black community. And it was so important to us because the people in that area, who many of them didn't have transportation, and they could just walk there, get their groceries. Many Blacks would go there after church on a Sunday to get something to fix for dinner. So this is a great loss. It's a great loss to our community. And there's so much sadness. Matter of fact, there's so much sadness and so much emotion. I usually write my column on a Tuesday for the last 44 years, Susan. I've been writing this column every Tuesday. I can't really get into it right now.
I can understand. You know, you were saying that Tops has been your beloved supermarket. Can it be again, do you think?
Sure it can. There's always hope. I'm hoping and praying. I heard the interview that you did with the mayor and how he's working with the Tops. But you know what? I have to be honest and say it's going to take a long time because I can't, you know, I knew a lot of the people who work there. When you come in Tops, unfortunately, the officer who was working, the retired police officer, there was a security room right at the entrance to the store. He would always come out and greet people in such a friendly manner. And to know that he died trying, and he definitely is a hero, trying to save people, he lost his life. And I knew a lot of the young people. You see, the Tops was not only a place where we could get our food, our fresh fruits, our vegetables, and so on. But it also was, and I have to compliment Tops, and I really have to compliment the manager. I have a very good relationship with Dave Christopher. They hired a lot of young people from the community. Not just the young teenagers, but adults. had jobs there. And I heard your interview with Franklin Stanfield. She's a good friend of mine. She would wait on me, Stanfield, and how she had to run with her daughter. And she's very well known in the community, by the way. Very talented young lady. This is just a set that's going to take a while, Susan and Brian, for us to get over. We're still grieving. There's a lot of pain.
The pain, I can't imagine, Eva, that goes away anytime soon, that pain. How do you get back to, you know, we were talking yesterday with Dr. Michael Cummings, and he said, you know, it is so important for the mental health of everybody to get back into a routine, as painful as that is, as hard as that is for so many people, especially those directly involved. Yeah. How difficult is that going to be?
Well, it's difficult. I'll tell you what happened. You know, I have 7 grandchildren. They're all grown. And they had read that 180-page manifesto written by this white supremacist, and they called me up and they said, Grandma, do you realize that your street was one of the streets listed in that? I couldn't believe what they were saying. One of the streets listed and some of the other streets, because I'm only about a 5-minute drive to the Tops. And then when I was listening to the police commissioner, they had talked about the fact that he had been there before and that he had plans to come down Jefferson. And that scared me, Brian. It scared me. But you know what? Sunday morning, I used to go to church every Sunday. I'm a member of the First Shiloh Baptist Church. I got up Sunday morning, and I hesitated about going to church. And I said, no, I don't know if I'm going to go to church. And then I said this to myself. I said, you know what? We can't live in fear. We can't be hiding behind the curtains and peeping out the window thinking somebody's going to come down the street and shoot us. So I got up, I put on my clothes, Brian, and I went to church. And I'm so glad I did, because we had prayer. We came together as a congregation, and many of the black churches had prayer. That's one of the things I strongly believe. Our faith, belief in God, and our prayers are going to help get us through this awful time.
Is that how we move forward? Is that maybe the first step?
I believe that, Susan, because it got me out of the house. Even after hearing that my street was there, and I have some theories about that as well, and I may not have time to talk about it. But that got me out of the house, and I said, listen, I'm not going to let anybody make me so afraid that I can't walk out of my own house. So, I do a lot of writing. I've been a columnist for 44 straight years, Brian. I've been writing that column. And through that column, I use it as a means to encourage our community to say you have to stand up, stand fast. Even in the face of all of these terrible things, I mean, we, you know, as a community, we have dealt with a lot of violence, and everybody knows we have dealt with a lot of the shootings and so on. But you know something? I know a lot of the young people. Sometimes I taught in the schools for 30 years. I meet a lot of young men who stand on the corner who I taught. But one thing about it, they may have been shooting and doing the things, negative things, but one thing about it, none of them have ever attacked that top supermarket. They have never come in there in a negative manner. They have never shot the place up or robbed it. I'm thankful for that.
You know, Eva, I think one of the things that is troubling to a lot of people is that here you have somebody from far outside this community coming to Buffalo and staging a racist attack here. And that it puts that connotation. And this is not to say that Western New York and Buffalo doesn't have its own problems. But looking at what comes with that, that racism in Buffalo are now tied together when people are talking about this story.
Yes.
You know this Buffalo community. As I said, it's not without its problems. But how would you describe how well we get together in a time like this, and what that says about this community, as opposed to this connotation we're going to have on a national level?
Well, you know, Brian, on all, some of these different shows I've been on, what I say this, and I've always said this, we just can't come together in a time of crisis. We have to be talking to each other all of the time, Brian. You know, because I'm such a public person, and many of my articles that have appeared not only in the Criterion, but the Buffalo News has published my column for 12 years. And you know something? I get a lot of positive comments from people who live in the suburbs. You would be surprised. And I think we have to continue to not just come together for this particular time, but we have to, and I've always said this, and it's one of the solutions, just one of the solutions to the race problem, not only in Western New York, Buffalo, but all over the country, is we have to sit down and talk to each other on a one-on-one basis. Because you know something, Brian, we don't know each other. We really don't. We see a lot of negativity, and I have spoken about it myself in the media sometimes, negativity, stereotyped images, negative images of black folks, which sometimes are not true. And we go according to what we see and hear. But how many times do we sit down over a cup of coffee, Brian, and have a one-on-one conversation? I'm going to tell you what's really encouraged me. When I was on CNN, you know, I got two emails, one from a, and he identified himself as a 52-year-old white male who lives in Cheektowaga. And he wrote me and he said, and you know what, I have to tell you, Brian and Susan, I'm known as Mother Doyle all over Western New York. The mayor calls me Mother Doyle. A lot of the leading political people. And so I told him when I went on CNN, I said, you gotta call me Mother Doyle. And this gentleman called me Mother Doyle, and he said, I appreciate what you said. And he said, God bless you, Mother Doyle. And I got another comment from another white male. We have to talk to each other in a real way. Communicate. We don't do that, you know? I think that's important, and we must come together that way first before we, I don't believe in going into it. I speak in the suburbs a lot. I don't come in talking about black power and raising my hand. I come in to have a conversation with people, and I often have conversations about race, and I invite the audience to join me in a non-threatening way. I believe that this is one of the ways that we can change this tenor, this racism that we're seeing. And it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. But on one-on-one, each one talking to each one like I'm talking to you.
Eva, thank you. We appreciate your encouraging words this morning.
And thank you for you know, I've been on Hardline a few times, and I used to talk to Sandy Beach a lot, and I might have conversations with Mr. Beamer, and I appreciate that because we have to get our thoughts and ideas. You know, one time, now you help me with the name of this restaurant. You know, I'm getting old, Susan. There's a restaurant on the corner of it's in Amherst. It's on the corner of Sheridan Drive and Bailey. It's known for, it's a steak restaurant. What's the name of that restaurant?
Steak.
I'm Sheridan thinking and Tom's. Bailey. Yeah, I was thinking Tom's too.
You know the name of it? I spoke there. I did a Black History presentation there, and most of the audience was white. It was sponsored by the League of Women Voters. I did it a long time ago. I just can't think of the name of that restaurant.
Well, Eva, we'll leave you to it. And thanks again for the time this morning. Eva Doyle, community activist, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.